Well, let's get more on this now from Washington, D.C., with Simon Marks. I mean, this just becomes murkier by the second, Simon. So let's start with this report about Nigel Farage, former UKIP leader here in the UK. And he's no stranger to Washington, because we did see him standing side by side with Donald Trump during Trump's election campaign.
Absolutely. No stranger to Washington at all. Quite well known now in the United States, because he appears on Fox News on a regular basis here in America as an analyst. And he spent quite a bit of time here in Washington late last year after Donald Trump won election. And then he was back again for the inauguration in January. He has had dinner on at least two occasions with Donald Trump, one of them around the time of the inauguration at the Trump International Hotel here in Washington, D.C. And there have been moments over the last year when you have heard in the cadences of speeches that Donald Trump has made very similar cadences to those used in some of the speeches that Nigel Farage has made on the British political stump over the last few years. What seems to have sparked the interest of investigators, according to that report by the Guardian newspaper, is a visit that Nigel Farage and a radio producer made to the Ecuadorian embassy there in London, where, of course, the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is holed up. Nigel Farage insists that was purely a journalistic endeavor. He was visiting the embassy as part of some research and presumably an invitation that he was making to Mr. Assange to appear on a nightly radio program that he hosts. He says that he would find it quite extraordinary if he was indeed a person of interest to this FBI investigation. But it is absolutely apparent that this investigation, now being headed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, is taking an ever-increasing wider look at all possible ties between people associated with Donald Trump's campaign and the Russians, and that might tangentially include Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, which is why it's possible Nigel Farage has come in their crosshairs.
Meanwhile, you've got Russian leader himself, Vladimir Putin, categorically denying any state involvement in the hacking allegation. He is, though, saying that Russian citizens may have played some part. So what does that mean for the wider investigations?
Well, look, this is a shift in Vladimir Putin's position. The Russians have steadfastly denied any involvement in the hacking attack on the Democratic computer servers during last year's election campaign. Now Vladimir Putin is conceding that it's possible that private Russian citizens acting out of their patriotic duty might have been involved in hacking that Democratic Party computer server. He insists they certainly didn't have any state ties. They weren't directly, he says, by the Russian government in any way. But that is a shift in his position, and it affects the investigation here in one way. It makes it harder for Donald Trump to dismiss all of this as fake news. Donald Trump has always maintained that no one knows whether it was the Russians who hacked the Democratic Party's computer servers. It could have been someone living in their bedroom in New Jersey, he likes to say, a 400-pound student living in their bedroom in New Jersey. Well, this is a shift by the Russian government, even though it still insists no state involvement, and that slightly constrains Donald Trump in his ability to push back against some of these investigations and dismiss everything as fake news.
Simon, thank you. Simon Marks there, bringing us up to date from Washington.